Bas Koyin Shenisas Yisrael. A regular Bas Koyin, now she had Nisuyin with the Yisrael. Is Loitoicha Loi Betruma. She's not Loi Truma. She's an Eishas Yisrael. She can't eat Truma. Mace, let's say the husband died. The law and men who bend it, she had a son from him. He's still Loitoicha Betruma. She's not Loi Truma. Now let's say Nisas Levi. Let's say now this Bas Koyin now gets married to Levi. Is Tayocha the Meiser. Meiser she's not eat. Mace, let's say your husband dies. For law and men who ben and she had a son from the Levi. Is Tayocha the Meiser. She's still not eat Meiser. Nisas le Koyin. Let's say she gets married to a Koyin. The locher is Tayocha Betruma. Even though she has a son from the Yisrael, so what? Le Meiser now she's an Ashes Koyin. Havada she is again a Ladi Truma. Mace, of law and men who ben, Tayocha Betruma, even after the Koyin dies. If she has a son from the Kohen, right, because of the son, she can still eat truma. Mena meis benomi Kohen. If the son from the Kohen died, is la teicha b'truma, she's not la truma anymore. Because she still has a son from the first husband, the Yisrael. What about meis benomi Levi? Let's say the second son she has from the Levi dies, is la teicha b'maisa, she's not la maisa right now. Because really, she's a bas Kohen. But she was married first to Yisrael, and she had a son from the Yisrael. So Kolzaman, she has a son from the Yisrael, she's still considered like an Eishes Yisrael. Meis benomi Yisrael, let's say now her third son dies. So the first son she had, but she really was a Bas Koyin. Now that she has no children and no husbands, the lachar is Chayzeres LeBeis Aviyah. She goes back to her father's house, that she's Ladi Truma. V'yalzeh Nermon, this the Pasuk says, Vishova Beis Aviyah Kunareh. That Milechem Aviyah Teichol. That a Bas Koyin goes back to her father's house, and she is again allowed to eat Truma. So Mer says like this. Meis Bino Milevi. Teichol Betruma. If she had a son, she was a Bas Koyin, and she had a son from a Levi. So when the son dies, now she goes back to her father's house, she could eat Truma. To Hodru Ochla Mishum Meis Bino Milevi. Yeteichol Betruma. This is the case of a Keh, where she was the first of Bas Yisrael. And first she got married to a Kohen and she had a son. And then she got married to a Levi. So when Beis Benor Melevi, Teich Gentil Ladi Truma. Because while she has no son from the Levi, she only has a son from the Kohen, therefore she's Ladi Truma. For the Gemara now, Tehodru Ochle Mishum Benor Menolon. How do we know that Nisha eats because she has a son? Omaravaba Omarav. Bas Ubas. The Pasuk says Bas Ubas, an extra Ubas. Rashi says, Todru Ochlo Mishum Beno, Tiktoni Masnisen Gabi Bas Yisrael. In the case of regular Bas Yisrael, Meis Beno Melevi, Tiyocha Betruma Beshvil Beno. In the case where this Bas Yisrael first got married to a Kohen, and she had a son. Then she got married to a Levi and had a son. So we say when she has a son from the Levi, she can't eat Truma. But when the son from the Levi dies, she goes back to her first status with the son of the Kohen, and she could eat Truma. Minolan Rashi says, the Zara Seichelis L'Shvil Beno, V'nistes L'Zara Meshach Azeres Seichelis. How do we know this case? Where first she was married to a Kohen, and she had a son, and the husband died. So she's Ladit because of the son. Then she got married to a Levi, she's not Ladit. How do we know when the Levi dies, she goes back to eat because of the son? So we say, Bas Ubas. Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Ubas Koyin Kisiyah Monogrusha. From the word Vav. For the Gemara Lechur, Kaman Kriya Bekiva, the Dorosh Vav. The Lechur goes according to Kriya Bekiva. And real, the Gemara says, Edmund, the Machlekis, Rabbi Yishmael Lagin says, you don't dash in the word Vav. So Gemara says, no. Afilo Taimer, Rabbonin, even if you want to say, here we're going according to Rabbonin Shita, Kulo Bas Kriya Yisayru. This whole posik of Ubas Koyin Kisili Amona is an extra posik. The Rashi, the Sivli Yelmanik, because it says already before this, Ubas Koyin Kisili Yizar. Visomachlai Ubas Koyin Kisili Amona. Umasla Nichta Vichisi Amona Grusha. So the whole posik is extra. Since the whole posik is extra, therefore we dash in the word Uvas. Uvas says the extra Vav that when she has a son from the Koyin, she goes back to Truma because of that son. Even though if in between she got married to somebody else and she lost the rights to eat, but now that the son dies, now that the second husband dies, she goes back to first heter, she's Lani Truma because of her son. Tana Rabbani, look at the price like this. Kishi chazeres, when she goes back, the lacher is chazeres l'truma. She goes back to truma. V'yeinu chazeres l'chazav v'sheik. She was a bas kohen that got married to a Yisrael. So when she had a Yisrael for her husband, she can't eat truma. When the husband dies, she goes back to her father's house, she's allowed to eat truma. So Amal Yom says she could only eat truma and not to chazav v'sheik. She can't eat kachim anymore. Kachim she can't eat. Omer Rav Chisda, Omer Ravina Bashela, Mikra, what's this pasuk? Pasuk says, He betrumas HaKadoshim Lo Toichal. So with Hashem, B'morim Min HaKadoshim Lo Toichal. That once she got married to Yisrael, she's not allowed to touch him anymore. Even though her husband dies, for this she doesn't come back. She does not come back to touch him. She's only allowed to eat truma and not touch him. Rav Nachman Amarav Ravua Milechem V'lo Kol Lechem Prat L'chazov V'shoik. That's the deal. It says, "V'shava v'yisavich nareh mi lechem aviyatoichem." Now she's allowed to eat from the bread of her father's house. Mashma, not all the bread, just some of it. So she was a bas kain. Originally, when she was by her father's house, she could eat anything. She could eat truma, and she could eat kachim also. When she got married to Yisrael, now she got a din like Yisrael, she can't eat either. Neither truma nor kachim. Now when the husband dies, the pasuk says she goes back to her father's house, and she's allowed to eat from his bread. Mashma, some of his bread, but not all his bread. What do you mean some yes and some not? That truma, yes, but kodeshim not. Kodeshim in Allah eat. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding off Pei Zayin. He'll start again from the Gemara. The Gemara says again that what Meiz Bino Me Levi is Teyocha Betruma. How do we know this Yisoy that you could eat truma because of Yisoy? That's what the Mishnah said. That Meiz Beno Minoy, the case where the Bas Yisrael, that first she got married to a Kohen, she had a son. So she was able to eat truma because of a son. Then she got married to a Levi, and she had a son. So when the Levi dies, she can't eat truma because she still has shaykhus to the Levi. When the Levi's son dies, then she goes back to eat truma because of her first son. So how do we know this? The Hodra Ochla Mishum Beno. Minolan, Omer Avadur, Omer Rav, that Bas Ubas, with Ashen Apostle Ubas, the extra Vov, come to teach us that sometimes the Bas Yisroel, she eats Truma because of her son. So verse says, Kaman, who does this go like? Lechura Krevi Akiva, Didorash Vov. So Rav Akiva is the one that Dashen's the Vov. It's a Machlegis, the Gemara Sanhedrin. If you Dashen a Vov or not. So Mora says, no. I'll tell you, even if you want to say here, we go according to the Rabbonin, that Kulo Bas Kro Yisayru. This old Pasuk Ubas is an extra Pasuk. Since the old Pasuk is extra here, everybody holds the Dashen Ubas to teach us that if a Bas Yisrael has a son, or anybody, child from a Kayin, she eats Truma because of the son. Tana Rabbonin learned like this. Kishi chayzeres, chayzeres l'truma, v'yeinu chayzeres l'chazov v'shoik. In the case of a bas kohen, she was a bas kohen. She originally was able to eat truma because of her father, and she could eat kochim, chazov v'shoik, the parts of the kochim that go to the kohen. If she got married to a Yisrael, she can't eat truma anymore. She can't eat kochim. When she gets a get, or when her husband dies, she goes back to her father's house. When she goes back, she only goes back to eat truma, and she does not go back to eat kochim. Kochim she can't eat anymore. How do we know this? Omer Rav Chisda, Omer Ravina, Bar Sheila, Maikra, what's the pasuk for this? It says, He betrumas HaKodeshim Lo Toichal. She's not allowed to eat kochim. So Dashim Bemurim Min HaKodeshim Lo Toichal. That even this Bas Kohen, once she got married to Yisrael, she can't eat kochim anymore. So with Hashem, b'murim min hakodeshim, even the chazav v'shoik, that's the parts of the meat that's given to the kohen, she is not allowed to eat anymore. The Balchi was once married to a Yisrael, she lost her din, she can't eat kochim anymore. Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avua, the pasuk says, milechem, she goes back to eat, v'shoveh v'esaviyah, kinureo milechem aviyah teichol. She's allowed to eat from the bread of her father. So we dashin milechem v'loy kol lechem, not all type of bread. She can't eat everything that she was able to eat before. So what does that mean? No, that prat lechazov v'shoik, the chazov v'shoik, the breast and the thighs of the kochim that from the korban shlomim that you give to the kohen, the bas Kohen cannot eat anymore. Since she was once married to a Yisrael, even though her husband dies, she goes back to her father's house, only for truma, melechem, from the bread, but not all the bread. She can't eat everything. She can't eat kachim anymore. Maskiv lo rami bar choma. Eima, maybe let's say like this. Maybe pratli aforos nedorim. Maybe it just means to say that we say that prat laforos nedorim, that the husband, as the father, can't be made for another anymore. That's what the pasuk is teaching us. Maybe she goes back completely to eat kachim also. The same way the Bas Kohen was able to eat Trum and Kachim before, now she goes back and could eat everything. Maybe the pasuk is just saying that Laforos Nedorim, the father, can't be made for another anymore. Rashi says, V'yema prat Laforos Nedorim, for loy teima don't say, that kihechad linyu Trum hodro lemilse kemaisa, tehede nama linyu Nedorim, maybe that the father could be made for her nether, because Kavashmullah, no, the father can't be made for another anymore. Maybe that's Shana the pasuk. So Gemara says, Omar Rava, Kvar Posko Tana Dvar Rabbi Shmuel. We already learned in Tana Dvar Rabbi Shmuel, like that what? The Tana Dvar Rabbi Shmuel. We learned by Dvar Rabbi Shmuel, learned us, says that, the Posko says, V'neder almano grusha yokam aleha. If an Isha, the Loch is like this, when she's a Nara, when she's still by her father's house, her father has the right to be made for her Nadorim. When she gets married, now the husband has the right to be made for an Adorim. What the Pasuk says, though, what about if she comes to an Almona? That means her husband dies. She becomes a widow. Or else a Grusha. Let's say your husband gives her a get. Is Yochum Aleh. Now the Adorim she makes is upon her. Nobody can be made for it anymore. She doesn't have a husband. And Masma, she doesn't have a father either anymore. So therefore, her Adorim Achal upon her. Now, if she wants to be Mata Neder, like anybody else, she has to go to a Chocham, let the Chocham be Mata the Neder. So Gemara says, Matamud Loimah, what do we need this Pasuk for? To teach us that the Neder of an Almona and a Grusha is Yochum Aleh. What do we need this Pasuk for? So the Gemara, Vahaloi Moitza Mechlalav, or Moitza Mechlalbal, like the Chor Pshita. She's an Almona, she has no husband. So Pshita, the husband, can't be made for the Neder. And the Chura, she doesn't have a father either. She went out of the father's Rishus. She's not Rishus Av anymore. So Avada, they can't be made for it. So Gemara says, Eli, you know what the Pasuk is talking about? Like this. The father wants to marry you off his daughter. And he didn't make the Kedushin yet. But the father gave over his daughter to a husband. And the husband sent the Shliach, like to get the Kedushin. So the father gave over the Kedusha to the Shliach of the Baal. Oy Shemosru Lishluchayav. Or Oy Shemosru Shluchayav Lishluchayabal. Or else the father sent the Shliach to be the Kaddish, to accept Kedusha, and now they gave it over Lishluchayabal. In such a case, so Bekitza, the Kedusha she was given over from a Shliach, is Vinisarim Malor Nizgarsha, Bederach. And now on the way, after Kedushin was Chal, the husband died. In other words, really the daughter never left the father's house yet. Only they sent the Shliach to be Mekadosh, they sent the messenger. And the messenger got there, and the Kedushin was Chal, and right after the Kedushin was Chal, the husband died. For this armless, she became a widow. Or in his garish, the husband gave her a get right away, Bederech. His Heichan Ikoira Bo, Beisavir Shozu, Or Beis Bala Shozu, where is she called? Is she called still by the father's house? Or is she called, she left the father's house, or is she called by the husband's house? Eloi Malach comes to teach us like this, the Pasuk, that Kivon Sheyotza Shoachas Meshus Av, since she went out of the father's Meshus for a few minutes, like when the Kedushin was Chal, when she did get married, she's not Rishus of father anymore, she's in the Rishus of the husband. So Lachar is, Shuva in the Yachal Hofer. She can't be made for anymore. The husband can't be made for anymore. So that's this Pasuk. The Someli can't say our Pasuk is Laforos Nedorim. We know it from over here, that the Lachar is, once the daughter, she got married, she went out of the father's Rishus, she never comes back to the father's Rishus. Laforos Nedorim, the father cannot be made for his daughter's Nedorim anymore. Once she got married, even when she gets a get or the husband dies, she does not come back to the father's Rishus. That's this Pasuk. So, Mela, our Pasuk, we don't need Prat Laforos Nedorim, because we know it from this pasuk. So therefore, our pasuk is teaching us that she goes back to the father's house, teat, milechem aviyah, we dashin, she could only eat milechem from the bread, and not all the bread. The kodeshim, that she can't eat. Rav Safa says like this, the pasuk says, milechem aviyah teyochol, she's allowed to eat the bread from a father. What does that mean? Lechem b'loy basar. That means she could eat bread. What does bread mean? Truma. The truma, she's allowed to eat. She's the Bas Kohen. True, she once was married to a Yisrael. Then, when she was married, she was not allowed to eat truma. But now that the husband dies, she's allowed to eat truma again. But the diyak lechem v'loy basar. She's not allowed to eat kachem anymore. Once she was once married to a Yisrael, she can't eat kachem anymore. Rav Papa says, the pasuk says, me lechem aviyah teyochel. So we dashin lechem aknuya leaviyah. It was bread that belonged to the father. Haknuya leaviyah, the father owned the bread, like truma. Truma, when a Yisrael gives truma to a Kohen, the Kohen owns the truma now. It's his truma. The Kohen owns it. Prat lechazov v'sheik. This is excluding that she cannot eat any more kodeshim. Why not? Because Kodeshim, that a Yisrael gets from the korban, the thigh and the breast to the Kohen, to Mishulchan Gevaya Kazochi. It's not really called the Kohen owns it. It's called Mishulchan Gevaya. It's like the Shulchan HaKadosh Baruch Hu's table. In other words, he receives it like a present from Hashem. It like still belongs to Hashem. He's allowed to eat it. But not that it's really his. He's Kohen, he owns it. So therefore, it's not called Lechem Aviyah. It's not called the father's Lechem that the father owns. The father, the Kohen, owns Truma, but he does not own the Kodeshim. Therefore, the Bas Kohen, she cannot come back to eat the Kodeshim. It's not called something that the father owns.
It's
like a present that Hashem gave you, a present. It's like Shirayim from Hashem. It's the leftover of the korban that Hashem says the Kohen's allowed to eat it, but not that he really owns it. Therefore, it's not called lechem aviyah. That's why she cannot eat it. So, Marav Rava says like this: Rava Amar v'yeschazo atnufa v'yeshayka truma toyochlo ato v'necho v'noisecho itecho. It says you only can eat it when they're with you. So we darshin bizman shitcho, only when she's with you. Here, once she once got married, she's not called with you anymore, so she's not allowed to eat this kochim anymore. Amarav Adar Barava. Torah, we learned like this. Kishi chayzeres lebeis aviyah. When she goes back to the beis aviyah, again, a bas koyen that got married to a Yisrael. And then the husband dies, so she goes back to her father's house. Is chayzeres letrumah. She goes back to truma, but v'yeino chayzeres lechazov v'shoik. She does not go back. She's not allowed to eat chazov v'shoik. Kotshim she can't eat. Now b'shvil b'no chayzeres af lechazov v'shoik. Let's say in the case where she has a son. In other words, the opposite way. She was a bas Yisroel that got married to a kohen. An eshes kohen is allowed to eat truma and kodeshim. Let's say even if the kohen dies, but if she has a son from the kohen, because of the son, she's allowed to eat even kodeshim. Here it's better. B'shvil b'no she could eat. So Morozo, Rav Mordechai went, Omer l'shmaito kaimed Ravashi. He went and said over this halacha from Ravashi. Omer, he said, Mehecho komis raboy, how do you know this halacha that you could eat, a bas Yisrael could eat because of a son? Mivabas? It says Lacha Mivabas, says that Veshava Besavia. So Bazoi Miadifula Mino, how could a daughter, like the sons, make it better for the mother than the mother where Bas Kohen goes back to her father's house? How could she be better than the case of a Bas Kohen? So Gemara says, Hosam Ksiv Miyuta, yes, she's better. Because why the Bas Kohen, the Pasuk says, Veshava Besavia Kunarea Milechem Aviyah. So we make all the miyutim, milechem, and not all the lechem, or also via, it has to own, the father has to own it, and not kodeshim. So when the bas kohen comes back to the father, here the Torah says miyutim.
Ba'ashenkin ho'ochon le'ksiv v'miyutei. Here there's a chiddush to say that a Bas Yisrael that was married to a Kohen, when she has a child from the Kohen, she has the locha like a Eishes Kohen still. And here there's no miyutim. So therefore, kol zman she has a child from the Kohen, she has a locha like an Eishes Kohen, that she's allowed to eat both. She can eat truma and she can eat kaddishim. Then the Mishnah said like this, Bas Kohen shenistos Yisrael. He had a Bas Kohen that got married to Yisrael. Tana Rabbanan. The pasuk says, "V'shovel beisavia," that when a husband dies, the Yisrael dies, she goes back to her father. She's allowed to eat truma. So we dashin prat l'shemeres yavim. Only if what when the husband dies, either they had children or they can't have children here. It has to mean there's no brothers. There's not a shemeres yavim. Hey, it's a bas koyin that was married to a Yisrael. When the Yisrael dies, she goes back to her father's house. But prat only if she's not a shemeres yavim, where there's no brother to make mitzvah yibum. Because when there's a mitzvah yibum, that's not called you going back to your father's house. Then the pasuk says, Tinureho, so which has to be what? A naro, prat lemuberes, now that she's pregnant. If she's pregnant, also she doesn't go back. When she was married to the Yisrael, even if the husband dies, but if she's pregnant from a husband, she doesn't go back, she can't eat truma. We have to wait and see if she'll have a child. Because if she's going to have a child, is she still called like a Yisrael, that she can't eat truma? So the Mar of Aloy did it. Really, it's a Kal V'Choyma. Huma b'mokim shlo yosef lad min arishin, kiv lad min asheni, maduch bayibum. Where we did not make the vlad min arishin, kiv lad min asheni, lepoitra min ayibum. Like Lamashal. Let's say a lady first had one husband, and she had children from him. And then they got a get, and she got married to another husband. And from the second husband, they didn't have any children. And the second husband dies, so there is a mitzvah yibum. Even though she had a child from somebody else, but so what? Since the ma'isa, this husband now did not have any children, and the husband has brothers, when he dies, there's a mitzvah yibum. So that means, Shelo Yosef Lad Min Arishin, we did not consider her child that she had from the first husband, Kiv Lad Min Asheni. We do not consider as if there's a child now from the second husband, Lepoitra Min Ayibum, to say that there should not be a Mitzvah Yibum, we don't say that. But rather we say what? There is a Mitzvah Yibum. Still, Osa Ubar Ki Yilud, by Yibum, we say when she's pregnant, it's like she has a child. That what is no mitzvah Yibum, like Rashi says. Shemoisu muberes, if you have a shemeres Yavim, in the case where your brother died, and she left his wife pregnant, so she's pregnant, there's no mitzvah Yibum. Still the pasuk says, Dein ain lo. So it means, I ain't no love, you have to check her out, b'chol in yonim, to see anything. So Kitzur, when she's pregnant now, there's no mitzvah Yibum. So if so, Malkum Shosav Lad Min Arishin, Kiv Lad Min Asheni, Lepoistla Min Atruma, in this case, where she was a Bas Kohen, and she got married to a Yisrael, and she had a child from him. So when the first husband dies, and she has a child, the child is always considered here. That what, she's not allowed to eat Truma now. She's still called like an Eishes Yisrael. Is Einoy Din, Shenas Uber Kiyalud, shouldn't we say that when she's pregnant, it's like she has a child? And also she's not allowed to eat, she cannot eat truma right now. So chur tzakal v'choyma. Like, why don't we need a postik lunu reho? To say prat l'maveris, it's tzakal v'choyma, even without this postik, I would say, that if she's pregnant, for sure she cannot go back to her father's house, she can't eat truma. So Rosh says, loy, I say no, with the v'choyma, I would not know it. I tell you, ma'li osa ubek yelud linyin yibum. You know why by Yibum we say she's pregnant? There's no mitzvah Yibum. It's like she has a child. Sherei osa meisim kechayim. Because by Yibum, there's a loch of meisim is like chayim. So Rashi says, linyin Yibum sherei osa meisim kechayim. Meis bailam, her husband dies. V'yachakach meis bino, and then a child dies. Hareyu kechay. V'yeina chayzeres l'siyavim. There's no mitzvah Yibum. Like we'll soon see. What's going to be the case where the husband dies, and at that time they had children, and then later the children die? Is mitzvah yibam chal then? No. We'll have a posik soon that the yibam is not chal. So if so, by yibam, we say, sharei osa meisam kichayim, even when the children die, still they're considered like they're alive. So therefore, nasu b'kilud. That's why we say the kid is, the pregnancy is like he has gave birth already. Mashenkin linyin truma. Mashenkin with his bas kain got married to Yisrael. Shloyosa meisam kichayim. If she has a child, she can eat truma. But when a child dies, she's allowed to eat truma. We don't say when they die, they're like they're still alive. No, when the kid dies, he's dead. So Mela, I would think maybe when she's pregnant, it's not cool that she has a child yet, and maybe she could eat truma. Therefore, Talmud Leimer can arrear. Therefore, we need a pasuk of she only goes back to her father's house when she's a nara and can arrear. That means pratlum aberus. That when she's not pregnant, but if this bas koyin is pregnant from the Israel and the husband dies, she cannot eat truma yet. So Mar says now the yitzruch lenichtav muberus. It has to teach us this chiddush that if she's pregnant, she can't eat. V'yisroch lemichtov v'zereinla. It also has to say that when does the bas kohen go back to her father's house? Only v'zereinla. She has no child. But if she has a child from the Yisroel, she cannot eat truma. What are these both looking for? V'yikosa rachmona v'zereinla. She doesn't have a child. Mikoro chad gufa. V'ashta tre gufe. You know why? Because at the beginning she was one, and now she's two. So she's not like she was before. Therefore, she has a child, she can't go back to her father's house. Now, this bas kohen, if she was married to a Yisrael and he had a child, she can't go back to her father's house because she's not like she was before. Before she was only one person, now she's two. Avo muberes, but if she's only pregnant, timikora chad gufa, vashta chad gufa, she's still only one person. True, she's pregnant, but she's only one. So maybe that's cool. She could go back to the way she was before. And that's why in another passage, the say in the rare, she can't be pregnant. Eima tiyochel, tricha, they find in the passage. Now, because Rachamanu Mubaris, the Buddha just said the word kinureho, that pregnancy, says she can't eat, then Mikora